I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Yeah. Okay. What's good? What's good? What's good, girl? What's tea?
Hey, sister.
How are you?
Sister, got you on my mind.
If you actually made music like that, it would actually go. I'm never going to hold you. That sounded really good. Actually, dead ass.
You know, it's like old, like.
Yes. I love that.
Thank you. Go back to my roots from the South.
That was actually, you
Thank
ate that.
Thank you.
That was
good. You know, I feel like I can do it. Put me in the booth, bitch. Come on. Lay down some vocals. Lay down some beats. You know what I do? How about you, girl? I want to hear you. Come on. Give me a little something.
I'm not into that.
What are you into rapping? Well, me and Denzel really going to have our music career. Denzel wants to rap.
Remember who's really going to have our music career? We made a song, y'all. I was rapping. That shit should never see the day of light.
If their song ever came out. Me too.
Because that's disrespectful.
For defamation.
Because actually, who do we think we were?
Girl, we said, this is it. Girl, we want to be Azealia Banks, so fucking bad.
We wanted to be her, so she was definitely the blueprint.
Definitely. Then they said, yeah, I'm a rap, you sing. I said, yeah. I said, girl. But you've actually been in the studio. I'm going to hear that song so bad. I know you haven't. Please, let me hear it, please.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, Ricky, how are you feeling? Ricky,
Denzel, I want to hear the Afrobeat song.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll never forget when you called me and I heard it in the background. I said, Denzel, I don't know about that, girl.
It was fab.
It was a fab.
Let me see if I still have it.
You were singing, right?
Fuck, hold on, let me see if I still have it.
I know you do. I remember you called me. I said, girl, is that you in the background?
Shut up. Hold on, let me see if I still have it.
Let me hit a first track. Is that you? Oh, bitch, you think you... Is that you?
Girl, yes.
Oh, they definitely edited your voice.
But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, girl. You doing good?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good, too. I'm about to go to Miami, y'all.
Yes.
I'm a cute little crazy girl. I wish you were going, but it's fine, though, girl. I get it, girl. If I was not getting paid to go to Miami, girl, I would not be going to Miami, child.
You would be.
No, I would not. Girl, I could have been in Miami when you went, but I didn't want to go. I couldn't go. I was filming.
You had Swarm.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I wish you were there, though.
Girl, I don't have time,
this was,
girl.
Actually, it was...
I know. Emery told me. He said, bitch, let me say right now, that was some fucking time, girl.
Miami was cute. I miss Miami.
Yeah, I miss it. I'm going to, do my cute little weekend, though, because I really need a vacation. You know, I'm sick and tired of L.A. The thing is, I say I'm sick and tired of L.A., but I love it. I would never move. This is, like, my place where I want to be for literally ever. I want to raise my kids here or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, like, so he wants kids.
I do want kids. You know that. I want at least two. But I have to have, like, a husband. Okay. I can't be a single father. And I can't be a single father having a nanny, have my mom here. I can't do it because I really want that happy home. You know, I want my kids to have two amazing dads. You both work good. You're in the top school. Bitch, I want it. I'm the lifestyle I want, girl.
Period.
Like, I get in this podcast. You may think I'm a slut. I'm a whore. I'm not that.
You are.
I'm not.
You're reformed.
I have reformed. I told you, girl. I'm like a Catholic girl. I don't, no one touches my flower, girl. Everything else you can touch, but nothing else. You know what I mean? But yeah, I do want like a happy home. I really want like a husband, a dog, a home, two kids. You
don't ever like dogs. You've had three dogs, and where are they today?
One is with my friend. One is with Jesus. What was the other one? I only had two.
You only had two.
I only had two. My third one would be my dog. The thing is with me, girl, I'm so busy. I'm always booked and busy. And when I'm not booked and busy, I don't want to take care of anything but myself. Bitch, I can barely take care of myself.
You can't even have kids yet. You can't even take care of a dog, girl.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I need a man to help me.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Well, I just want that family. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, my God, babe, the kids. I can't. You know, I want so bad. Me driving the car. Oh, my God, babe, I cannot get the kids today. Can you please pick them up and drop them off at piano lessons? And I'll pick them up. Then you take them to karate. I want that. That's cute. I'm on set right now, babe. I'm set. That's what I want. You don't want that?
I told you, I'm fine with being a single father.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can, though. You could do it, girl.
I'm fine being a
You know how to hold the fort down. With me, I know to hold the fort down, but I do need a little bit of help, okay?
Of course, I need help, but yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, hey, me having like two kids with my sexy ass, fine ass, 6'4" man. How you doing, girl?
Girl, I'm fine. I'm chilling.
I know it is. It's
another day.
Girl, but... right? Another day, girl. Another day being
us. By, right, time is going by really quick.
Girl, right? Really girl, quick, like, really what fast. The fuck? I thought about a girl, like, literally... We'll be like 6 months till the end of summer.
I know.
I love it, girl. I cannot wait, girl. I'm actually still sad about turning 30, though.
Sad?
I'm excited.
Oh, I think that's too sad. I'm
going to have the nastiest party, girl. My dirty 30. Meaning you have to sign an NDA before you walk in, girl. Because what goes down at Ricky's 30-30 stays at Ricky's 30-30, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Maybe me and Denzel will have a rendezvous finally. Good day for my birthday.
No, damn, you're right, 28, girl.
28, girl.
Ricky.
Don't be about 28. I think
it's gonna be like 20. It's gonna be like 10 years since I've known you. I met you when you're 18.
Yeah, that's right. Damn, girl, that's so crazy, girl. If I would have never VM'd you, girl, I feel like me and you would have not. Because you said
we would have coexisted.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so, girl. Because if it wasn't for me, I feel like, you know, we would have never met. I know for a fact. Girl, I literally was so excited to see you. I was like, oh my God, Denzel.
I mean, yeah, I would have never talked to you first.
I like Denzel Dion. You're like, oh my God, hi. I jumped at you like, okay. I was like, hi.
You too, because think you bitches from the South, y'all don't respect them in space.
Yeah, like, you're like, so New York.
Jumping up on me.
Forgot,
I'm like,
girl.
This bitch is crazy.
I know, girl. Look, you looking at my outfit. You was a bitch, girl. You like, because you had never seen shorts that short.
Yeah, no, I was just like, she was very different. Yeah, you met me like when I was like, you know, I was 16.
You were 16. You had your full kente on.
Yeah, I was really like.
You that girl, period.
I was, you know, so I was like, it was very.
I didn't understand that. I never really understood that. I never really understood that. I guess I was like, oh, like, at this, he hates. He was like, you're from New York. Bitches from New York don't do that. From the South, girl, we jump on you. Girl, we give you big
it was
hugs.
Too much affection.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, you don't know me like that.
I thought I did.
I was like, what is this?
You think
it's just so different now because, like, obviously been in LA for so long, bitch. Going back to New York, bitch, New York bitches are rude.
Yeah. I said, I can't.
Bitch, I'm like, damn, this is what I be given.
Yeah, bitch. I said, I remember the time when you took me on a train. I said, what the fuck? Attitude, girl.
Attitude.
Can you
excuse
get
me, miss? You stepping on my shoe, miss.
Why is that?
All right, mister.
Or, like, let's say somebody's sitting down and you want this. You actually go to the bitch. Can I sit here? No. Why? I'm like, what?
Girl, I've never been that type of bitch still, but I have been there. If I'm tired as fuck and I'm on the train, and it be this little ass spot, I will squeeze my big ass into that spot. Yes, the fuck. Excuse me, bitch, thank you. Or, bitch, I used to be on a bus, and if I'm sitting on a two-seater, bitch, I have my bag there. It's like, can you please move your bag? Bitch, the like, fuck out of New York, bitch. Excuse me, can you move your bag? Bitch.
That's so rude. What's wrong with
y'all? In a packed bus, bitch.
What's wrong with
I y'all? Used to always take the select bus, okay? So this bus, the 12 bus. So, because my mom used to have a store in Jerome. So, I used to take the 12 bus. Mm. I used to hop the 12 bus, because this 12 bus.
Oh,
yeah.
Just to hop the
train? Girl, a bitch like me, I never pay for the MTA. Never pay for the train, never pay for the bus. And bitch, school Metro cards, they never gave us a Metro card because we live down the block from the school. So bitch, I have to either do what I gotta do, bitch, finesse myself a school car.
Are you serious?
Yes, a school Metro.
I thought you use your Metro card for anything, though.
No, in school, they give you Metro cards.
Yeah,
right?
So you can't use
the
it.
The orange one is like, I feel like the orange one was like half. So that means you put it in, you still have to put money. And then the green one is like all access, bitch. Bitch, I'm like, bitch, I need me a school Metro down, bitch. I used to... Girl, I need me a green school Metro card down. So I had a green Metro card. We be going out, but it don't work on the weekends because school's not on the weekends.
Oh, per.
Sometimes we had like, even like summer school, we had like different Metro cards. But I used to hop the 12 bus. The 12 bus, you don't need to swipe because it's like one of the newer buses, it's like a select bus. So you need to go pay at the machine, get your ticket, and get on the
bus.
So
how'd you get the ticket?
I didn't get no ticket, bitch. I just walked on. You could just walk on, but bitch, it was one time, girl, the police came on. And everybody, let me see your ticket. I said, fuck. Girl, I love New York. I'm sorry, bitch. Yes, or the girl hop the back, girl. Or you hop the back, like you can't go through the front. So when people going through the back, you go through the back. Sir, the bus driver, I'm gonna need you to step off. How many did you stop off? Yes, girl.
How embarrassing.
I know, that never really happened to me, though. But I was always to be scared of how... Girl, I'm sorry, New York is a life, girl.
Girl, it is, girl. It gave very much, you know, hey, you got to make it here. You can make it anywhere.
I know. I feel like that's why I'm still
here
in LA.
People say about LA, too. People say, like, if you can make it in LA, you can make it anywhere, too.
Girl, if you can make it in LA, girl, you just... If you can really make it in LA, it's either you're somebody or you're just using your body parts. It's so easy to make it in LA, bitch. Hell yeah. Bitch, LA girl, if you can't really make it by time, well, you just fuck your way to the top. It's easy.
Honestly, truly. Honestly, true. Honestly.
LA, you cute, you're fine.
In New York, you don't think so?
It's like that, but not really. New York, sometimes they don't really give a fuck. It depends what crowd. You know, LA, you just have to be fine.
Yeah, New York.
Tricks are all around LA.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to find a trick.
Yeah.
Boy or girl, whatever you identify as. There's everybody for somebody. New York, it don't really give that. You have to, like, be in the right rooms, stuff like that. L.A., bitch, everywhere is really kind of the right rooms.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about New York, girl. It's, like, very much hit or miss. It's like, damn, girl, I go to party, like, one night, and be like, okay, I'm going to see important people there, and there's nobody there. Then let's say if I go inside and stay in for one night, girl, everybody's at this one's place. I ain't got time for that, girl. L.A., girl, every single night, there's somebody important.
If you find L.A., that's how the... Yeah, right. If you find an LA girl, you have to watch out what's yours, girl.
Girl, no, that's right, girl.
Well, today's agenda.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about our first time.
Our first time's everything, darling.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about first time doing multiple things.
Yes.
Drinking, whatever, all that stuff. What should we start off with?
Let's do...
The first time you got drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. You got drunk before me.
I don't think...
Age-wise, yes.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I got drunk the first time at 21st.
What a time. And I made her get drunk, girl. Yes! Yeah. If it wasn't me, girl, you wouldn't get that drunk, girl. I still would have.
I wanted to be my drunk. It's my 21st. Fine, I'll just talk about my 21st. So, you know, this was December 22nd, mm-hmm. 2018. Mm-hmm. Ricky was on Aminé's album. Mm-hmm. And then he invited us out to go to Portland. Mm-hmm. And that's why I just got drunk.
Girl, drunk as shit, bitch.
Drunk as shit. We went to his show. And then after that, he was like, I'm having an after party. I said, bitch, it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
And then... He rented out this pub or this bar in Portland.
So fab.
So fun. Good people. One thing about him is he always has like a good group of people around him.
Not good. Fine.
Girl, I'm gonna say good. Fine too, bitch.
Fine. Damn. Yeah.
And they all chill.
So chill.
All secure within themselves.
I love that.
Just fab.
You said you're a homeboy?
I was with him like the last week.
Really? In Miami?
Here.
Oh, you tell me.
Which one? Yeah.
Oh, really?
I always see him. So anyways, whatchamacallit, it was so...
It okay, was fun.
So this was a good time. 2018, bitch. That's when Tatiana came out, bitch. Remember my video?
Yeah. Like, what was the other song you like?
Which one?
The one I recorded you too. You kept recording the same video over and over again. Was Tatiana?
It was Tatiana.
No. Oh, no, it's your song. One time for the birthday.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Girl, that's your song, girl.
Yeah, that's why the birthday bitch is that. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, girl. Oh.
Yeah. Such a cute time.
That was cute.
That was like 5 years ago. About to be 5 years ago.
So.
Right? Wow. But anyways, I was, you know, I need to get drunk because I never drink, really. I've drank before, like when I was like a 10, 11, bitch. You know, I used to get me a nutcracker from the block. You know what a nutcracker is?
Look at Bailey, right?
No, but Nutcracker, I don't know what the fuck is in it, but I don't know. I used to just get it from like the wine coolers outside. Usually like the Dominicans around my block would like sell it. So I've never been drunk. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So I was like, bitch, I want to get fucked up. And I never drink because alcohol is not good. People swear. That's why.
It really destroys your body.
I can't say that. That's offensive. But I don't give a fuck. I don't understand how people are alcoholics.
Girl, I can't, girl. I love drinking, bitch. I love it. But I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's just a social thing for me now.
It's such a thing for me. Well.
No. Mm-hmm. It's more so a routine thing for you.
No, like sometimes I'd be cleaning my place. I'm like, let me do a shot or two or three. Ooh, is that being an alcoholic?
I personally don't think you're alcoholic.
If I was an alcoholic, I would have alcohol.
You like alcohol, but I don't think you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I know you're not an alcoholic.
Yeah, I like to feel something.
Too many times. Anyways, we had this party and I was, you know, I'm trying to get fucked up. So what I did was I had tequila, vodka, cognac, everything straight.
Shot, no doubles.
No mixed drinks, and I got fucked up. And it was an after party that I was supposed to go to. And I was like, okay, Ricky, let's go. I sat in the car, I said, Ricky, I'm changing it. We're going the fuck home.
Girl, it was me. So I said, Denzel, please. It's once you sit down, girl.
Alcohol.
If you could have walked to that party, I've been fine.
Bitch, when we sat down, I said, ooh.
Yeah, I said, ooh.
Throwing up and everything.
Us both, bitch.
I still have clips. Roll the clip.
Yes, bitch. I'm looking at it. Wow.
What was your first time getting drunk?
The first time I got drunk was when I came to LA for the second time. And I came in for rehearsals for Digitour Sleigh Bells. And this is like a social media tour, and they put us all in the house, like me, Andrea, Kenny, and I brought Kelsey, because Kelsey was my manager at the time. Hey, K.A. Russell, girl. Aww. So, you know, we weren't 21, but Kelsey's friend was 21. So we were like, girl, we're in L.A. She's okay, cool. Do y'all want any alcohol? I said, yeah. So we all gave the girl like $20 or whatever. She bought like two Sky bottles and like two cases of Aperitas. Girl, when I tell you, bitch, I had probably like 7-8 Aperitas, girl. Did not get that drunk, girl. I was sick as a dog, girl. Sick as a dog, girl. Throwing up. Kelsey said, oh my God, Ricky, eyes were just rolling here and everything, girl. I was so drunk, girl. That was the sickest I've ever been from alcohol. Yeah. But that was about it, though, girl. I think I was like, what, 18? Yeah, 18. Yeah. Because, I mean, I thought I was trying to get drunk for prom night, and I literally spent the night at somebody else's house for prom, too. Mm-hmm. It was me until I was just scared to drink a Smirnoff Ice, bitch, because my mother, the devil's juice, the devil's juice. If you drink alcohol, you're going to hell, going to hell, going to hell, going to hell, going to hell. Yeah, girl. But since I got free, girl, I'm going to hell. No, girl.
You vacationed.
I vacationed there. But no, girl, no, no. I was happy that... I honestly wish I could have been that teen to get drunk in high school, just at least one time. I did get drunk and went back to my high school game. You know, after seniors graduate, we all don't do that. After seniors graduate, we always come back to our homecoming game right after us.
Wish I went to a school like yours. It's not like that.
It was very much Friday night like.
Yeah, a city school, New York City schools don't get
it. It was so, yes, girl. Oh, my God, girl. Senior year was actually so cute. Like, towards the end, it was cute. Like, us designing our senior crowns, you know.
I'm loving Miss High School. People are in high school, get me out of here, bitch. I can go. I'll do anything to go.
Girl, if I go back now, girl.
With the kids now, high school is different.
Yeah, now, oh my God. Back in the day, I'm sorry, it was so cool. I'm so happy, girl. I'm not in this generation right now, girl. Oh, right. I can imagine going to high school right now.
Right. Mm-mm. It's not cute. Mm-mm. So when was your first time getting high?
First time I got high, first time I smoked myself a joint. Was when I moved to LA, but I wasn't in LA yet. This is 2015. I came here for Coachella, my first year at Coachella, and me and my friend went over to the model house, girl, for LA models. That's where we met Steven. Steven and Noah. Isn't that crazy? We met Steven and Noah, and I remember we got there and they had weed, and I was like, I had never smoked before, ever. Thought, oh, let me help you out. Girl, I said, ooh, why my body feels so warm? Why I feel so good? And then the rest of history, girl. So that day, girl, I said, now this is my shit, bitch. I love smoking.
Now, I remember you stopped smoking for like 2-3 years.
Yeah, because during COVID, I had this moment where I did shrooms, hate shrooms. I'll never do shrooms ever again. But I did shrooms and I was having a bad trip. So I tried to smoke my way out of my trip and I ended up just fucking me up. And I remember anytime I would smoke, I would get really bad vertigo. Like, I just want to pass out immediately for, like, literally 3 months. And then all of a sudden, it came back. So now, girl, yes, girl, I love my weed, child.
You really do.
I love it, girl. I love being high. The thing is, girl, I be high as shit and nobody even know.
Weed just don't do it for me. I'm like, I don't get why people smoke.
I get it, though. It's not for everybody.
I hate when you smoke cigarettes.
Denzel, now, why the fuck would you mess around and say that I smoke cigarettes? Like, I smoke them. I don't smoke them all the time. Not only when I'm drunk. And only when I'm drunk and I'm in Paris.
Here too.
I don't smoke.
When I saw you ask for a cigarette here, it really hurt me to my core.
When I asked for a cigarette?
I was going to get a cigarette. I said, things I only did in Paris. He was like, it's fine. I'm in the mood.
I had to be very drunk. I don't remember that.
Cigarettes, I'm so sorry. That's just like, you deserve prison.
Yeah, it's honestly, girl, I tell you the
only I don't care if I'm not aesthetic. I don't give a fuck how cute. I just said,
ew. I don't think it's cute. It's just like a fit.
You like
that
aesthetic.
Need.
You're like, oh, this is so cute.
Then, I'm not looking at that girl.
You think it's a sound of girl.
No.
Yes, girl.
No. No, for real. I don't think like me smoking cigarettes like an aesthetic thing. I really do like when I'm drunk, I really do crave nicotine. I'm like, oh God, girl. Because I don't like smoking weed when I'm drunk. Because girl, well, being crossfaded is the worst. So give me a little, and I don't do vapes, girl. Hey, babe, so about you? You don't smoke cigarettes. I know you smoke cigarettes.
I smoked weed once.
Yeah, that's it.
What am I supposed to do? And I was, I know how to roll, though.
You don't know how to roll because you never rolled me a joint.
We've been through this.
That's right. If I ain't slanging nothing, I ain't getting nothing.
Bitch, I know how to roll, bitch. I'm a trap queen, bitch.
Girl, I would love to see. Okay, for Coachella, girl, you get the little roll one.
We should do like a roll on blunt challenge.
Girl, I cannot roll.
Oh, you can't?
I've never rolled a day in my life, girl. Girl, yeah.
I know how to roll though.
Yeah, I know how to roll.
But I don't know how to I don't know how to smoke. I smoked the Gumminous Ball. I rolled that too.
Didn't I catch you smoking one time and I said you really hold blunt
like a bitch?
Yeah, it gave very much like mama. Like, girl, hold it like this, babe.
No, I didn't hold it sexy. Like,
that's not sexy. I'm sorry. You can tell you don't smoke weed when you hold it like this, girl.
I hate the...
Girl, I love that. Ah! I love it.
I loved when I smoked. He was like, bro,
you smoked one time.
Like, yeah, I was like, bro, you smoke. But if you would have saw a bitch, I would have done whatever he told me to, girl.
Girl, don't be all girl for a nigga.
Girl!
It's fine with that.
I never forget his face. I was like, yeah, I smoke. I said, I always smoke, bro.
You saw the way get cuffed. This fraudulent ass bitch about
you
here.
You should have saw the way I was cuffed, girl. He kind of told like, oof.
Because, no, girl. Okay, just to you, but I've seen you smoke before, girl. I'm like, Denzel, you be doing too much. Like, girl, just hit it, girl. You smoke a hookah in Ghana, I was really terrified. I said, who the fuck you think you are? Blowing the smoke out your fucking nose. I said, Denzel, excuse me.
Yes, bitch. I don't do my O's too, bitch.
Yeah. Like,
yes,
what is
girl.
This?
Fuck is you talking about? Yeah,
I'm
like,
girl.
Girl, I don't. You know how to blow O's?
No, I don't, girl.
Yes, girl. All of it. I'm a trap queen.
You are. You swear, girl. You just.
Yes, girl. Blow up my nose. Yeah, I show you tricks, girl.
I'm
yes.
Like, girl. Whatever, bitch.
You start blowing up. Yeah, I'm really that girl.
I'm like, girl. Fuck out of here.
I don't like the smoking. Is not cute to me.
It's not, girl. I only do when I'm drunk, girl.
Even drinking too is not cute to me. I really like. I need to put the liquor down, though. I want to stop drinking, but if I stop drinking, I have to go out. I've been out so many years being sober, and I was totally fine and had fun. But being out and drunk
is the best.
It's so different being out and sober. So I now when I'm out and I'm sober, I'm like.
But I was going through a sober period in my life. I was like, okay, Denzel, I'm not going to like drink anymore, whatever. And I remember when I went out.
That's never a sober moment for you.
Yeah, I was very sober. I said, I'm drinking ginger ale. Girl.
It took 2 seconds for the liquor to come.
It took 2 seconds, bitch. I did say release some shots. Said, what? I can do one. What? One shot, girl. One came to two, came to three, came to four, came to five.
I want us to do a month without drinking. I can do a month without drinking.
I can do a month without drinking. I don't go out.
But you have to go out.
I'm not going out.
Why?
I'm not going out because, girl, I'm sorry.
That's a true test.
My anxiety when I go out really be fucking me up. Because, like, I get nervous.
What you get nervous about, girl?
Okay. You know me, girl. One is if we're going somewhere and we hear about a party, I'm like, Denzel, you're not getting scared, girl, at the door, girl. I'm like, girl.
Rick is always scared at the door.
And I shouldn't be because we always get in. But I get scared, though. I'm like, Denzel, girl. Girl, if I'm drunk, let's go, bitch. Ow, you come with me? Come on. Walk in with us, girl. Like,
you be so scared, girl.
Yeah, girl. And it's like also the people inside, though. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, girl, since I get mad, like, you know, we have our certain friends over there who don't invite me in the section. So if I'm drunk, girl, I don't give a fuck being in the section. But if I'm sober, girl, I'm going to sit with y'all.
I get it, though, because when I have mine, I'll be like.
Yeah, and I have to get attitude. Hey, Ricky, how you doing? Why are you talking to me at a party?
I feel it.
You know, like, girl, I love the girl. You know, shy? Yes, bitch. Let's get it going. Let's go to the bar right now. And that's what, like, when I get drunk, I've met, like, some of my closest friends to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when I would drink and I would get embarrassed or mm-hmm. whatever. And one of my friends saw me. She was like, babes, I embarrass myself too. But the thing is, we always get invited because why? We're still those bitches. I said, period. You know exactly who said that.
Mm-hmm. She's so funny.
I love her, Del. She said, babe, don't get upset. We've all embarrassed ourselves, but we're still those bitches, period.
Ew.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So first time losing your virginity.
I'm still a virgin.
Are you actually? No, you're not. Mm-hmm. She's not a virgin,
I'm
girl.
I'm still a virgin.
Denzel, you're not a virgin.
I am. I consider myself a virgin.
Do you actually?
Mm-hmm.
You've actually have intercourse though, right? Mm-hmm. You have.
I don't think so.
I was what?
Oh, let me think of my first. Let me think of my first time doing anything sexual.
I know. It's so much I know about you girls actually saying. And you see my memory so good. I can remember everything.
Stuff I don't know why I even told you.
I remember everything. I remember. You say, damn, bitch, right,
my first sexual encounter.
You see, the girls 17. In New York. The girls in New York be starting early, girl.
No, the girls in New York do start early. I don't know. I mean.
I'm like, damn.
When did you lose your
virginity? I told you, girl. I literally lost my virginity at 21.
You're 20. Damn, but you're old, girl. 21?
No, 18. Yeah, girl. I remember I playing mine, girl. I'll never forget. I lost my virginity too in the thunder and rain.
You really called me when you lost
it. I did. Girl, I planned that shit out, girl. I was like, okay. Me and my boyfriend at the time, I said, okay, we're going to have sex.
You did it with your boyfriend.
I was like, so catty, you know? And I was like, okay, it's going to happen. And yeah, it happened. I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, like what? Like, it was cute. I was like, oh my God, he's watching. Mwah.
You know, he's not.
He could, no, he didn't tell me he loved my podcast.
Oh, he bro.
He was like, I like the podcast. I said, thank you.
Probably
like
Denzel.
I was like, Denzel, I just had sex.
I don't even remember my first time.
Damn, in New York, y'all be signing too early, girl. I'm just a late bloomer. 19 was
I don't cute, think though. It's just in New York. I think everywhere. You're curious.
Yeah, like, what goes up? But I was never curious that time. I didn't know what's going on.
I knew everything was going on. He was always slow. Always behind.
I was behind it.
No, now I remember my first time, bro, really ever was when I was 10. What's my best friend?
I know.
No. This was another different time? This is in my room. We didn't even do it. We was about to. My brother walked in.
This was in the bathroom.
No, that's different.
And your brother walked in on you twice. Oh my God, Green, some locks on your doors, bitch. The fuck? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
And that could happen. It was gonna. He was older than me.
Oh wow.
He was like your age. What?
Denzel, you should really figure. Excuse me.
He was like your age. Like you're a year older than me. Like two. Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh girl, not me. 27. Fuck girl, not a 10-year-old fucker with someone who's 27.
Now
you should have backed
up. You said she was your age, girl. What
like your age group.
Oh.
You're only like a year older than me.
No, I'm 2 years old. Yeah, a year older than you.
Yeah.
So he was 13.
No, I was like 10.
He was 12.
He was, yeah, I think his birthday was early. He was a Gemini. I'm sorry. Nothing beats New York. Nothing beats New York.
I love New York.
Nothing beats New York. That's all I have to say.
It's so crazy. Every guy like guy I talk to is like lives in New York or like it's just I love it.
New York is so fab.
So fab. Mm-mm. Like,
you know, we should talk about our first time traveling together.
Cancun.
Was 2016.
2016 Cancun. 7 years ago. When Maggie put us in that ghetto ass hotel.
August.
I was so pissed. Girl, that was shit was funny, girl. We over here thought we over here to live this Colombiana fantasy, girl. We rolled up there, girl. I'm like, yes, we turn it up.
It was literally like the fucking Disney. Like, it was literally like the Cheetah Girls.
Literally.
So we wanted to go out, but we always do something for Maggie's birthday.
Always. Yeah, I want to have something for my birthday. I'm like, girl, you just turned 18, too. She wasn't even 18 yet, bitch.
She wasn't turning 18. She was 17. I think
she was turning 17.
She was turning 17. We went to Cancun for the first time. Well, I remember booking our stuff.
Girl, booking our stuff.
But she booked the hotel.
She booked the hotel.
And we stayed at the sister hotel to the fabest hotel. And our Uber driver dropped us off at the big ass nice hotel. And he was like, no, you over there. It was like a Cheetah Girls movie. We was like,
we're like,
we all shared this room.
We sure did. Was it two beds?
You and Maggie shared a bed, and I had my big ass had my own. One bathroom. It was wow.
It was not.
We met some good ass friends. What's his name? Caleb.
So fine. That was the one who defended me when that man called me a faggot.
You always getting called a faggot.
Always.
Everywhere we go, it just like, never stops.
Not now, but I haven't got a faggot in a minute.
Damn, you really went through that.
Literally,
we used to go every time we travel, it's always you.
I told you, bitch. Bitches love to try me. It's him. Girl, I'm like, girl, it's whatever, fine now. They can't try me now, girl. They never do. Because the ones who call me a faggot, you'd one of my DMs. I'm like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I feel like now
one time got called out and I was with you, I said, oh my God.
Stop looking at my friend's ass, bro. I'm not looking at your friend's butt. Covering him. Like, what is this? Girl, men used to be so homophobic. Well, I mean, they are now, but they're more accepting now, I feel like.
I feel like it's the same.
I don't think so. I feel like we're in a world now where more sexuality is like being accepted, and now you have a lot of straight men who like down for whatever. It's like I'm fluid
it's
or whatever.
Always been like that, girl.
You know. But now they're like more like I don't give a fuck. I'm down with that, whatever. You know. But back in the day, girl, I was like, why are y'all so homophobic for no fucking reason? The word like it, I got called.
I feel like it has nothing to do with like race and ethnicity, but I feel like the worst type of homophobic people are like the white homophobic people. A black guy would never do that.
But.
I feel like...
Yes. Are you serious?
For real?
Are you dead ass serious? Are you serious?
Okay.
The most I've been called by a faggot is by a black man. Are you serious? Yes.
In your hometown?
Not in my hometown. Where? In LA, too.
Where?
When I walked... Denzel, now how I used to dress, girl. You know, I used to dress, girl.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
Really. And I used to be like, me being a black boy, wearing a crop top that stops right here, low rise jeans, you know.
Why are you not dressing like a man, Ricky?
Yeah. I used to go, yo, bro, this is a fucking faggot over here. I'm like, girl, yes, bitch, yes, yes. The only time I ever got that was at Coachella by my white man. The other time, it's only like POC.
I don't know, because the kids nowadays, well, okay, so Run Aloud, I went this year. Mm-hmm. And the way I was dressed regular. But what did I have on?
Someone came for you?
Girl.
What happened, bitch?
I was on FaceTime. And I had to remember who I was. I'm like, these new age kids are ridiculous.
What happened?
Bitch, I was walking.
Girl, tell me you didn't tell me this.
Girl, oh my God. Girl, I don't know what they, I think you was talking about my jacket or something. Oh, I had a skirt on. That's what it was. I had a skirt on.
Okay.
And I'm walking in line and I don't know where the VIP section was. My Uber driver.
I hate that. Girl. Oh, good, it's the worst.
So I had to walk through GA. So I walked
by yourself?
I saw Jordan.
Okay.
But I was by myself. Like, I walked in by myself because I didn't go at the same time as Ziggy. And I'm walking, I hear people laughing behind me, talking hella shit, pointing. Like, all these boys talking hella shit. Like, I'm not right here. Like, I don't hear shit. Like, he got a fucking skirt on. Oh my God, LOL, look at his skirt, da da da. Like, talking hella shit. And I had to really look around. I'm like, wait, y'all bitches talk about me. Y'all really must think I'm pussy. Like, this is wild. And I'm walking in line. I'm on the phone. And I said, oh, my God. It was really took. I really grown. Because bitch, I was about to black. Crazy.
Are you serious, yes. Bitch?
I'm like, these new age kids don't give a fuck.
They don't.
They just be talking their shit. And I'm like,
just no girl. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and if you get your ass beat,
it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna sue you. My parents are gonna take you down.
I'm like, what the fuck do you have on?
Literally.
Like, I was actually somewhat fine. I'm like, if I feel like that, like, nah. Nowadays, they're too bold.
They're too bold.
They're actually, I've never experienced that before. Like, it gave very much, like, I was in like middle school, high school, like, getting bullied. Like,
it's thank the fact, God I went there with you, girl.
It's the fact that they're talking shit about me, like, I'm not here. Like, I hear them.
Yeah.
Wild.
Girl, that's crazy.
I'm sorry. Because all kids be on TikTok and stuff, they be trolling, talking their shit. I'm sorry. The thing is, people be getting their ass beat like they used to.
And that's what y'all get your ass beat, honestly.
No one be getting their ass beat like they used to, girl.
No, girl. And that's what it is. And people love to sue now. Just take an ass whooping and just shut the fuck up, honestly.
No, I'm like, y'all, I'm like, y'all don't know.
And things you can't, because you're a grown ass man, too.
I can't be doing anything.
And these kids were like 16, something like that. Now, girl, back in the day, girl, old folks used to beat your ass.
I never experienced that, like talking shit like that.
Nice, how I feel.
Oh, no, that's wild.
Yeah, so girl.
And I was like, if I really wasn't, like, in my new changed era. I mean, I've been like this for a couple of years. But if it was given old me, bitch, I was ready to snap. I said, woosah, woosah. I was on the phone.
I think you literally heard them, like, giggling and laughing at you. That's so disgusting.
Girl, literally talking about my shirt. Then I looked at what they had on. I said, it's not even worth it.
Girl, right?
It's not. I had a skirt on. That's what it was. And my skirt was, I mean, I got.
What skirt was it?
It was my black boucle one. It was fab. It was cute. And I got mad compliments from like the niggas inside. Like a lot of like straight boys was like, yeah. Oh, your shit is fine. Like, yeah, I feel it's fine.
Those are the ones that get fashion.
Yeah, because I had my Raymond hair coat on with my Rick boots with a skirt on. And then I had a New York fitted on. So it was giving like very mixed and masked fam. It was fab. Mm-hmm. Inside, it was cool. But walking, because I was with GA and all those, I wasn't at like, you know, like the artist or whatever section, so. Crazy though.
Girl, hey, I've been there, girl.
That's wild.
Yes, girl. That's the one I wore my pink shorts. And I was like, oh, faggot. I was like, wow, I'm not even bothering you. Not even saying anything. Like, what? Honestly, like, I would understand, like, if a straight man felt uncomfortable, if I was catcalling him or, like, trying him or whatever, don't say anything to them at all. I've never said a word, nothing. I keep pushing. I just have on my outfit. The girl, they're like, faggot, faggot, faggot. Yeah, girl. That word, literally now, it means nothing to me.
It used to hurt you a lot.
It used to hurt me down. Now, girl, I am. Thank you.
Yeah, I live.
Thanks. I am. So, yeah.
I love that. But yeah, our trip to Cancun was everything.
That was everything.
It was everything.
Some fine-ass boys.
We met some good people.
Oh, the Prince.
Oh, my God. We met those boys from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Australia. South Africa.
Like, yeah, my mom is, like, a big, famous actress over there. I was like, oh, my God, it's so funny.
I love meeting people overseas.
Right, I was trying to pit Maggie out to him. I was like, girl, go, go, go. Girl, he didn't want me, girl. Oh, I remember I tried to get his friend, girl. His friend was not having it. He said, but your friend. I said, who? Maggie. Yes, what a first time we have. First fight.
You want to talk about our first fight?
Yeah.
Our first fight. Our first fight was like in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
2017.
That's how I knew we were going to be best friends, girl. I never fought with you before. No.
I don't feel like we've argued before.
I used to have to deal with Denzel, his slick ass comments. Who does this bitch think she is? You're so rude.
I'm being.
And the thing is with you, and this is what makes it bad, you mess around and you judge because of the friend group I was with. Just because they talked about you, girl, I said, Denzel.
And if you fucking with bitches who don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Because you sit there and watch them talk shit about me and you say that, you say nothing.
Girl, we'll be friends?
It doesn't matter.
We'll be friends?
She's about to sit here, come talk to me. Where are they now?
Were we friends?
It doesn't matter. We weren't friends.
I tried to be friends. No, we weren't. Because I tried to be friends to you, but you acted so, whatever.
Because I know y'all talk shit about me.
We're not hanging out. We weren't hanging out. You never called me. You lived in New York at the time. I didn't see you. You lived in New York. Thank you. These girls came to my house every day. They had me down, okay?
And where do they have you now?
They don't have me now.
I hate bitches like that. I knew y'all to talk shit about me. Ricky, his old friend, used to talk shit about me down.
Don't play Ricky and his friend group.
Ricky and his friend. And the thing is, none of y'all bitches knew anything. Y'all didn't know fashion. Y'all all were ugly. It was not given. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Hold up. Boss. Bitch, we're not.
Y'all all were. I'm like, y'all bitches are lame.
And your friend group won't better neither.
I didn't have a friend group.
You did. You did. Who was your friend group? You're dead. You did. You're your friend of his contacts. You did.
I didn't have a friend group.
Your friend group won't eat cheap either, girl. Yeah, she was named girl. Yeah. They weren't cute either, bitch.
That's not my friend.
They were your friend. That's you rolled with, babes. You over
girl,
here.
You
over here act like you bad. You Denzel,
saw...
you really act like your Ricky. Friend group was the hottest shit, girl.
I
your
didn't friend have a
group
friend
was
group.
Not. You did. You rolled around with them, girl. You did. My friend group, at least, girl, we were everywhere. Girl. We had a show about us, girl.
Those are my friends, but not my friend group. Yours
who was your friend group?
I didn't have a friend
you
group.
You did friend group.
I never had a friend group.
But Denzel,
group.
Every single time I saw you, you were with them.
No,
so that was your friend group. Denzel, USC, who were you with?
No.
Wait, yeah, Denzel. Bitch, yes, you are. Denzel,
girl,
Oh my God.
Girl. I was always by myself.
Denzel, you weren't.
Anyways,
you're
I'm
in his
friend
Kia,
group.
No. Everything, Denzel, we saw.
No.
Denzel.
His Mini Cooper. And that's one thing about LA, like, I know for a fact that bitches talk about me. I've heard y'all talk about me, act like y'all didn't hear about
why
me.
Why you say y'all? I never did.
Y'all.
They didn't speak to y'all. Who spoke to you every single time? I was like, y'all, wait. Denzel!
You did, but
I did,
y'all,
you fake-ass bitch.
Y'all,
girl, I can't. You all meant to do that.
I would never forget one time I saw them and y'all really clowned me about wearing a denim outfit. This is
who
like a 2017.
Who did? I didn't.
You did it. Your friend group did.
My friend group did.
I'm like, y'all really, I'm like, just denim on denim. Who does that?
Girl. Who said that? Exactly.
So crazy.
Exactly. She said it.
How
Damon said, you always do that. You put Ricky in his friend group. No, girl. Ricky never spoke. I never spoke ill about you. But you spoke ill about me, though.
I never spoke ill
you
about
did.
You.
You anytime mean? I came around Denzel, you looked at what I was wearing.
I
your
never
attitude.
Spoke ill about you.
Yeah, you did.
There's nothing for me to say
I had
you.
Dreadlocks. Why did you look at me like that? Was it a problem for you?
Ricky, your faux locks.
What? What? You're wrong for that. You talk shit about me.
I never talk shit about you.
Denzel, you like...
Ricky, I've never talked shit about you in my life, even when we were friends.
Denzel, yes, you did. You say, you see... Denzel, I feel like you not talking shit, because you say it to my face, it's still talking shit. Oh, you really thought you ate... They thought you were sexy. That was not sexy with the bone in your hair. You thought you were caveman sexy. You were not giving sexy, letting you know that. Bitch, that was so rude. I was so confident. I thought I looked amazing, and you told me that.
I told you that like 2 years after. That's it. It was not.
No,
was
you did tell me when you saw me. You stared at me like you were concerned.
When I saw you, I stared at you. Did I say anything? No.
The
I
look
said,
was
hi.
Already
I
now,
said,
hi. You said,
oh. It gave Remy freak with the bone in your head. Girl, but I never talk shit about you. Never talk shit to you. I mean,
you did. You like, oh my
talking
God.
Shit. I mean, that was being honest is not talking.
That
shit.
Was, girl, we weren't friends like that, Denzel.
We were.
For you to mess around and look at me like I was disgusted, like what I did, it made.
I can look at you any type of
way. And that's the starting of me being insecure around Denzel. That's the start of good root of it because, girl, that's what you did. You, girl, I'm like, Denzel, no, I never wanted you. Why? I'm like, oh, this is an interesting cover outfit. I never wanted to do that to you. But you?
Because you can't.
I could have. Because I mean, I could have.
But you didn't know anything to do
I could,
so.
I could have.
And that, you could have, but you didn't.
I could have. I really could have. But I chose not to. I'm not a mean girl like that.
I'm not
that.
A mean girl. I'm just honest.
That was wrong, girl. That time, girl, you didn't have to be honest like that, girl.
I was honest.
But I said, Denzel, now you know, fuck that, girl.
Honest.
I was looking like I had a problem. I'm like, is this on my face? Every single time you see me, girl.
It took me a long time to understand you.
You said you rude ass bitch.
It's not.
What the fuck?
It took me a long time. Honestly, Ricky.
I got you to understand me. I understand you. When you wore your denim on denim, your camo, I didn't get it, but I never told you I didn't get it. You tell me, I just don't understand this.
Because you would ask.
I did that. I never would ask.
Ricky, you always ask.
Denzel, I did that. I
would always ask. Ricky, one thing about you, you'd always ask.
Denzel, when I was wearing my apocalyptic outfits, whatever, girl, you the one told me it ain't working. I don't know who the fuck you think you were. I'm like, I was girl, so confident, too.
The way you be changing my tone, girl. I did not say like that, bitch. I hate a bitch like you. Denzel, you really take
you
the,
did.
No, I did not.
You did.
And that's why,
you did.
Bitch, the, oh, Ricky, Denzel, so rude. Like, bitch, you really be changing my tone and my words.
Denzel, you don't
you're
they
a liar.
All see?
You're
they can all see? That's
you're
all.
A liar. You're
Denzel.
A liar. I'm not that girl. Stop
Denzel, you are that.
Like,
Denzel, you swear. Okay, now you changed.
No,
but Denzel,
I'm
in the beginning of our friendship, you were that girl. Denzel.
We can agree to disagree, girl.
Okay, girl, we're going to disagree. Every time, girl, it's the truth, girl. Every single
it's
time,
not.
Girl. I'm like, damn, Denzel.
I just said,
do I look like I stink or something?
You did.
You like, oh. I hate this bitch. I hate her. I hate her so much, girl.
Yeah.
I was so calm. I was like, oh my God, I really don't do this. I mean, you did, you know, help me out, but I was like, still.
That's what I said. Sometimes, I mean, I look at
you. Said, but you say, Ricky, you're not a cute girl on the mess trying to be posting fashion pictures.
You're
that
not
too.
That girl. I didn't say you're not a cute girl, so you're not that girl.
Why am I not that girl?
Because you're not.
Why
Rick,
can I be that
I
girl?
I wanted to see you succeed.
Why can I be the girl? If you knew something make me happy, why can I be that
it
fashion
can make you
girl?
Happy, but it's not making you coin. It's not making you... I knew where you wanted to be, and I said, Ricky, this is not... Stop trying to be somebody you're not.
Oh, but that was me, though.
You was trying to get into it, but it wasn't
I loved fashion. I was like, this is my thing, girl, making lookbook videos, girl.
No,
I was so
you
confident,
wanted, you, wanted to spe- you wanted to be this specific person, and that's just not you. I said, Ricky, that's not you. What is me telling my friend that I want to see my friend succeed trying to take this other route? That's not going to get her anywhere. Imagine you would have kept making it. What would have you done? Would you be here today?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No.
But it's my friend could at least support it. But okay, girl. Look.
I said it's not working. Cut it off. Because you was really trying to make that work. Making cute. Like, no. I mean, it's a thing now. Look books and get ready with me. It's a thing now. But I'm like, girl, I'm like Ricky. Let's go back to being funny. That's it. You can't try to be fashionable with no fashions. There's no fashion.
There was, at the time, that was
Ricky,
fashion.
That was not fashion.
At the time, that was fashion.
That was a fashion look, but you did not do that. That's it.
To each its own.
Girl, we can pull up the clips right now. Y'all tell me, girl, even at that time, girl. I was like...
At that time, it was cute. At that time, my outfits were giving very much like Yeezus, all this type of shit. Anyway, I can't even lie.
Now you know damn well
my post-apocalyptic. You said now,
right? No, but anyways, our first fight was like in 2017, and oh wait, this is well, I mean, it hasn't been the case for like 2-3 months. Well, I don't like it about it.
No, 2-3, honestly.
Oh, no, since the new year, so 3 months.
Yeah,
4 months.
The girls are not getting
so. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about us arguing.
I know.
Yeah. Me and Ricky news fight. We'll always argue when Ricky's drunk. It's always when Ricky's drunk. Which is a lot of the times. It's always when Ricky's drunk. When Ricky's drunk, she is the most vile person ever.
But I've changed
her
now.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like, I was like, I went through a situation where I was like, oh my God, Ricky, you're actually insane when you drink. Because I get so defensive and just so angry.
You be mean. Evil.
Evil. I feel like,
sinister.
I feel like, honestly, it's because, I don't know, I feel like I hold a lot of shit in. So when I hold a lot of shit in, girl, and when I'm drunk, girl, I let it all out, girl. I believe every problem I have, and I love to project on somebody. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mess around. I get mad. And I'm like, you know what? And that time, about 4 years ago, when you said that shit about me, you disrespected. I'm like, whoa, wow, I'm so jacked.
I told you, you are. We was out at a club, and Ricky got so drunk, and I think I was still in.
Yeah, but you left.
And I left, and I said I was leaving. He's like, you're just going to leave me here? And I'm like, well.
No, it was this. No, actually, what happened was, girl, I was with your friends, the contacts, and you left, and I stayed with him. And oh, my God, girl, just such a sad relationship I was in, girl. Oh my God, just trying to get him to love me, girl. That's so sad, girl. Damn, Jesus Christ, girl.
So it's the case.
Girl, it's not always the case. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Because they love Ricky T. Mm. But okay. They used to not. But she's cute now.
Yeah.
But I remember I was so upset because I was left with myself and I had nobody there. And I remember I walked outside about to leave and you should come back. I'm like, wait, you left? You said you went somewhere. You went somewhere. And you came back. And I was like, what the fuck? You left me? Girl, fuck you. You said, well, bitch, fuck you. Girl, when you get at me, girl, I was actually so sad, girl. I was like, you just yelled at me.
You say, so you just gonna leave me here? Yeah, you a grown-ass man. Take your ass home. I'm drunk. Oh, wow.
Yeah, girl. That's New York you. Now if I'm drunk, girl. Honestly, now I really don't be getting blacked out like that no more. I don't care to.
It's like the last time it was New Year's.
I blacked out.
Yeah.
And then
that's it.
That's right. It. Now we go out, girl. We didn't be drink like that.
Good.
Shut up. Yeah, girl. I just don't, girl. I hate alcohol. Like, honestly, I hate
but
it.
But you love to drink it.
I love to drink it, girl, because I need it's social. I can't imagine going to a party with no drink. I'm like, I need something to hold, girl, you know?
Get a mocktail, not a cocktail.
Juice. Girl, I need a cocktail, girl. Yeah, girl. Well, that was our first fight.
I really meant that it was like yesterday.
Me too. I remember I
even have videos of when Ricky's drunk. Oh my God, one time Ricky was drunk. And I guess the guy that Ricky wanted went to talk to someone else. And Ricky read the fuck out this bitch out the club.
I should have. I was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Bitch, look at this. You want to leave it that? I said, oh my God. You're evil.
I was an evil girl. Let me tell you, when I'm drunk, evil. I'm not like that anymore. I've actually changed. I've actually, since last year, I have changed completely. I'm so happy that I know my limits or whatever. But I will say, if I'm drunk and you push and you push and you push, I tell you, I'm like, please stop. Please stop. Like, that one boy, we had a situation, whatever. He goes, oh, you think you're that girl? You think you're it? You think you are? You think you're ass it? Please. I'm drunk right now. Please leave me alone. Why? You're mad? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Girl, ran up a fails, girl. And he texted me, said, you know, you really hurt my feelings. I said, yeah, don't push me. That's one thing, do not. Mm-mm. If I'm drunk, girl, don't put your hands on me and don't say anything disrespectful. That's it, period. I'm good, though. I'm good now, though. Honestly, things don't really get me mad, though. Nowadays, things get me mad. I'll just mess around. I'm like, ugh. I don't have an attitude about it. I'm just like, ugh, fuck. All right, you guys. Now it's time for my favorite segment. What's your
Oh, girl.
We start what we bump into, we're obsessed with. You guys know the drill. Right. So Denzel, what are you obsessed with? We're obsessed with your blue Marnies? Yes!
No, girl. I'm obsessed with
Right. I'm not really obsessed with anything this week.
Right?
Can I? I'm obsessed with myself.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, let's keep like that.
You're so annoying. No, I'm trying to figure out. I'm not obsessed with it, but it's just definitely gonna be my next purchase. My Van Cleef bracelets. I want like 3. I just don't like it because all the girls are onto it now.
I know, no, bitch.
I hate it.
I probably want
like 3 Van Cleef bracelets because my wrist is looking very lanky.
Yeah, she needs her wrist.
I don't ever wear my AP. I'm a jewelry girl.
Jewelry cam.
Yeah, because I need like a cute, like cheaper watch. I don't wear my AP. Girl, I don't know why I bought it.
I think I lost my bust down. I know. I think I'm freaking the fuck out. I can't find her. I don't know where the fuck she at, girl. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, where the fuck did she go? I hope she's in my apartment somewhere. She has to.
You lost it?
I think I lost the girl. I have to find it. I know. I never.
You want to wear it to Miami?
Hell fucking no. Are you serious? No, I don't like iced out stuff anymore. Like, I just don't do it.
That's how I got my AP plane.
Like, girl, like this, like, this only ice I could do on my Cartier. But, girl, I don't.
I need, like, expensive jewelry now. I need my Cartier screw. I want my 3 Van Cleef bracelets.
Should we go to Cartier after this? Can we just go look?
I want my Cartier screw.
I want my screw, though.
I don't look. If I go, I'm going to buy.
Can we go look? Can we go look after this? Can we go just go look? I want to go look to see. I just want to see it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want like my 3 Van Cleefs. I definitely want to. I want a cheaper watch. I don't know what, but I want a cheap watch. Like a cute, like, you know.
Yeah. Honestly,
like I want that watch.
Yeah. This is a lot of girls have this one.
No,
girl.
That one.
Oh, this one.
That's such a cute ass watch.
It's so cute. But I told you, I want the one to wrap around, girl. I want it.
I need some jewelry, and I lost all my rings.
What about your rings?
Girl, you didn't get to have a card.
Let me tell you, but your Cartier girl, you never lose her, girl. I keep her. I make sure I got this. That's why I got expensive rings. So I know, girl. I literally am on it like a bitch.
Yeah.
I got my cheap ass ring. Girl, I be taking them off in the club. Girl, everything, girl.
Yeah. No, I need my shit, and then my nails are growing out now. No more nail biting. Nail cam. Yeah, girl. 3 weeks, no nail biting.
Yeah, girl. I think before Miami, I really do want my screw.
That's not worth it. You're so annoying. It's fine.
I want my other one. Like, I would love another one of these. But the thing is, it's so sad. The only ones in silver are like literally expensive. The one, the diamond, girl. There's no the silver ones, girl. I hate white gold. So gross.
They have silver plain ones.
No, they don't.
They do.
Nope. I checked. They don't. Oh, the plane was a white gold. And white gold, you're so right, girl. Do you remember that time, bitch, I was about to buy that white gold bracelet? You said Ricky. I said Denzel, Ricky.
Yeah, no. I'm a silver type.
I'm a silver girl. I really do want one more, though. I would love another watch, though. No shade.
Guys, that's what I'm obsessed with, Van Cleef's.
Yeah, I want my Van Cleef bracelet too, but the girl, the line, it'd be too fucking long, girl. For I ain't real? Got time, girl. You have to schedule an appointment. We cannot squeeze you in. But every bitch got Van Cleef now, girl, so I don't know.
Right.
So, all right, you guys. Well, that's it for this week's episode. We talked about our first fight, first time having sex, doing a little drugs, you know. Well, you guys, we love you down, and remember that.
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I am Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Grah.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.